Bar Shabbos at 7:01 and Mincha for the guests at 6:51 downstairs. The state is at 6:45, so I think. You know, the Kohen has moved it up. So, you're like, 6 minutes later. It's about 16 minutes later. Okay? Now, tomorrow is, we'll dive in Shabbos 5 minutes later. Schedule was 7:35. Christmas later. The rest of the Seder is regular set. I assume we'll dive into Shalashudim earlier. We'll finish Shalashudim before Shkia. It's the time to spare. Then, usually between Mincha and Ma'ariv, we have singing of slow songs and some Divrei Musar. We will have, I believe, Rabbi Bressler, the Cohen's son-in-law, and then after that, after it gets fully dark, mostly Shabbos, we start Tisha B'Av itself, so at that point in time, a person no longer have to wear shoes, so you can just kick off your shoes after Baruch Hu, or before Baruch Hu, say Baruch HaMavdo. Or if you want to go back to your bunk and get your sneakers, or if you want to put your sneakers here in the Beis Medrash, but if you do that, make sure they're all the way in the corner. They shouldn't clutter up the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. It wouldn't be nice under those benches, which is not usable floor space anyway. And then, of course, Tisha B'Av itself, we have the regular schedule. After Marv, Rav Cohen, is Musar. Then we say Eichon Kinos, and the next day we have lengthy Kino session from after the regular part of Shacharis, usually straight till Mincha time, Mincha Gedola, and then it's Ma'ariv. That's it. We usually have a Blaskis and Shir and Hilchot Avelis in the afternoon for those who have the koyach to attend. Everything else okay? All the announcements been made. Congratulations to Commissioner Siegel. The successful completion of the annual 9-day volleyball tournament and to the victors from NCSY Efrat. Yes. I said at my opening line, today you can do whatever you want, whatever you can do yesterday, you can do today. Okay. Rabbi Tzahar, we are now discussing the union of Ribu'ah Tfilin, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, and according to Rav Foskim, it applies not only to the Tfirit, but also the Batan themselves, and to the Keturah. In Mishnah Berurah and Siman Lamed Beis, Sifkot Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber there says you have to have Tzorach L'Rabeya Mokom Moshavon Tegam HaBatim. The Moshavon is considered to be the bottom surface of the tefillin, which is called, we call the Titura. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Ayin Zayin, Hu HaTitura Dehainu Sheyachtoch HaMabartim Beis Tzorach Reshlo Yenika Ribu HaTitura, as we saw. You have to be very careful to not even be the Yevit. You have to watch out for the Tfira, we said yesterday, because they make big holes and something gets pulled out of line. We discussed this all yesterday. But now comes the new part. By Titura, Tzricha Lios Meruba, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata. What does that mean? Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata. The source is, Beis Yosef, Tzorech Irem Kavanosa Likuva B'Diyevit. What do you mean, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata? What does that mean? So who wants to give me a pair of tefillin? I can show you what it means. Okay. Take it out yourself, please. The Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata, before you even see the tefillin, I can demonstrate on the picture here. Bigger. Bein Milamala presumably means up here. Bein Milamata presumably means down here. Has to be perfectly square. This has to be a square. It has to be a square. You can see the beautiful picture they put on the cover of this Sefer Zichron Elio. They did a perfect job. This is equal to this, and this is equal to this. I assume I didn't measure it, but that certainly looks equal. That means Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata. Because the Titura is a covering, but it has height. Now, of course, it's somewhat of a Chiddush. And when it says Eina Maka B'Dieve, what it means is some can understand the word Titura to mean something at the bottom. Titura means the bottom. The covering, right? The kisui. That's what it's called. What does the Mechaber call it? Mokom Oshavon, right? And some people call it the kisui. So the kisui is the very bottom. So maybe this doesn't have to be a square. when the Mishnah Berurah is not sure if it's Makkah B'Dieved, he only means whether this is Makkah B'Dieved. The bottom is a Vada Makkah B'Dieved. It's going to be very possible in the Halach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the top may not be had the category of Kittur. It says in Zichron Elio, when is there a possibility that it's not Makkah B'Dieved over here? Only when the bottom stops over here. And the bottom are coming down and the bottom don't go beneath the top surface of the Kittura. Because if the bottom go beneath that point, then any part which contains the bottom within it has a status of bias, not a status of anything else. It's Ma'akev B'Torah's bias merubah. Okay? Now, we don't open our tefillin, and we don't take MRIs, so I'm not sure if our bottom go that far down. I don't think they go that far down, as a rule. But if they would, then any possibility of kula would no longer exist. Would no longer exist. The Levush apparently is quoted as saying that the titura doesn't just mean the bottom, the whole thing has a status of titura. Okay? Now, if that's the case for both sides, not only does the top, must the bottom be merubah, and the top merubah, but the hole in between must also be merubah. The same as in the bottom, we said, if you have even a small gap, chagir, it has to be pouring. It's no good anywhere along the side of the bottom, the pizza itself, so to any hole along the sides of these, height of the titur, if you will, from the top to the bottom, would also pass. That's what we're assuming. Okay, any questions? So here's the problem. Here's the problem. Two problems. One is a very common problem. Two Talmidim show me the tefillin today. I see many tefillin like this. Sometimes as a result of either wetness or years, there's an opening. The tefillin is sewn up very tight. I think I should have some real tefillin there. The tefillin is sewn on very well. When you get your tefillin, there's no gap whatsoever. But sometimes after years, or sometimes when it gets wet, it opens up. Who has the tefillin which opened up a little bit? This is so tight, I can't even show you over here. It's perfect. I need so much, it's not 100% perfect. I mean, it's not a thing, it's puzzle got the show. But I want so much. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Here's a tefillin. We're starting to open up. You can't, I don't know if you can see from where you are, but you can actually see an opening between what we call the absolute titura, which is the part which is facing you now. That's the titura for sure. And, I'm not sure what word you use for this, but we call it the top of the titura. And it just opens up a little bit. And the question is this itself possible as villain? Is this possible as villain or not? Does everyone see this? I don't know if you can see, you probably can't see from where you are. There's a little bit of an opening between the top and the bottom. It's still sewed together, and the sewing is a perfect square, but nonetheless, it's a bit of an opening. Does this ruin, does this kill the tzura tzivua of the titura, which we say from top to bottom? Yes or no? Well, now the drum rolls. Does it ruin it? Doesn't it ruin it? Well, don't take it back yet. We made a new tefillin after we finish. Hold on a second. So what's the din? What is the din? So I looked it up in the Sefer Zichron Elio. He is the final authority in these matters. And I don't understand what he said. I will give you another homework assignment to be able to reconcile the two texts, which I don't quite get how they can be reconciled. I must be missing a little piece. I will read you on page Kuf Chof Aleph in this Sefer. Kuf Chof Aleph. Where he says, I'm reading a quotation. Vihine, the paragraph begins, Vihine, after Kasadu, the Torah, Ripua, Bechol, Gova, Titura, Mikomakom Nire, the Nisha Revach, Ben Atitura, Aliona, Vatitura, Tachtona, that's exactly what happened in Pinchas' Tfilin, Ain't the Nechshav Kipkan, Beemta, Gova, Titura, Vatfilin, Ksheros, Lechatchila! Boruch Hashem. Lamatana b'divri rishonim or achronim sheeshchiu sheyur oros chalokim kesheyuchlu lisoger lo yishar shum revach b'nehem. Shine, I breathe a very, very big sigh of relief when I read the Katz page Kuf Chof Aleph. Baruch Hashem. Then I turn to page Kuf Chof Tes, which is where he gives the Sikum Halachot. So on page Kuf Chof Tes, there's a picture. And there, It's something which is called Niftecha HaTitura HaTachtona Mitzad Echot, which is considered to be a halachic problem. The bottom picture. I'll read it to you in the print part. Niftach hadaf hamachatet pi abatam v'nisrachim mehatitura el yona im nikir bazashinu b'tzuras haribua yesh tataknon. Now, what does that mean? Tatam nir v'tashayach b'zachistoran k'mo b'titura sh'ova mitzad echad v'daka mitzad hasheni da v'chistoran b'ribua hachinam en yindaf hamachatet pi abatam v'nisrachim t'ninsa d'sh'ovi hatitura ova mitzad echad yosa mitzad sheni. So I think he maybe means it as follows. If it all pulled out exactly the same, it's perfectly symmetrical, it all pulls down the same amount, no problem. If it pulls down more one side than the other, then there may be a problem. Now, it's always going to pull down more one side. There's going to be a perfect symmetry in the way it pulls down. Even these pinchas of tefillin, it's close, very close to being symmetrical in the pull down, but I couldn't swear to it exactly. So I'm not exactly sure how to reconcile Kufkof Al. I mean, Kufkof is unequivocal. It's kosher lechatzilah. Pinchas, you don't have to worry about it. But 8 pages later, he says something which I don't think affects your tefillin, but I'm just not 100% sure what he means. For example, in your tefillin, Pinchas, as I'm looking at you as facing the front with the kesher in the back, it looks like it's pulled down a little bit more on the right side than on the left side in the corner. So I don't know if this is what he means in Kufkof. I sure hope not. But since we already wore tefillin today, and we're not going to wear tefillin until Sunday afternoon, unless we have a Gula Shlema. So we have about 48 hours to worry about it. I don't mean to fix the tefillin, I mean to worry about the halacha. I don't know if I'll learn it for Tisha B'Av, but on Shabbos, I don't know how to learn these in Yonim. So we'll have to come up with some kind of conclusion. How do you reconcile these two pages? Okay? This is exactly the Shaila. Yes, Arya. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't want to. I'm not sure. I give you the text here in front of you. The 2 pages. Everybody look at it over Shabbos. We'll pass it around and try to figure out what exactly he means. And ever wants to do that, just first take a look at Pinchas' tefillin as an example of. I don't want to pass around tefillin. It's not for covered. Maybe we'll leave it here for the moment. After she is over, just before Mincha. Whoever wants to research the Shabbos to come and look at these tefillin. It's a good example. And I'm sure the others in the room have similar examples. But we'll leave one here as an example, okay? You don't mind? We'll just leave it over here. Fine. Now, interesting. The Das Kedoshim was always so original, wants to know if you can solve the problem of Ribua to make it Meruba by either Seva or Devek, paint or glue. He's Mesupik. The Node of Yehuda, which you already saw a little bit caught in Shari Tshuva, this is the first Simon, Node of Yehuda, Kama, Orachai, in the first page, Node of Yehuda says, no, the Ribua must consist of leather. So I was saying, it's for a Pshuta. Leather, what am I talking about? Glue? I'm not talking about paint. The Ribua is the bottom of the tefillin, which is made from leather. We know what it's made from. So the Das Kedoshim is Mesupik, and the Node of Yehuda is Machmir. The Sheva Talevi, the Ravaz of Bnei Brak, suggests that when is the Node of Yehuda Machmir? When the whole thing is covered, and this covering which makes the Meruba, it's completely not Meruba, and I put paint over it, and by the paint, or by the Tiach, he's talking about the Glan, the Devek, I thereby create the Ribua from nothing. That's when it's no good. But it's basically 99% Meruba. But there's a little hole somewhere, and you plug that hole with Devek suggests the Shevet HaLevi as bottle to the or v'nase ka'or atzmo. Fascinating svara, a chidush nifla, and the Minchas Yitzchok, or Dayan Weiss, is the Chorna Levrocha, disagrees. This can be found on page Kuf Samach Tes of this Sefer. I have it right. Kuf. Wait a second. That makes sense. Forgive me. Resh Samach Tes. All 500 pages. Resh Samach Tes is where this issue is found. Karl Hamashnimus, Aribuaya, the Devik, Vichadome. The only pilpuls, if you have a glue which is made from skin, made from ore, does it have a status of ore? This, Rabotai, was the famous Devik controversy of 15 years ago, when people said all the tefillin in the world are potter. Because apparently, it's very difficult to get this height to be perfectly square. This is where it was, primarily. In the titura. The Golba titura. So what they did was they put glue. And it became a scandal. It's not Maruba, Gavalt. So Shevet Levi had his Tadlahokel, that's just a little pagam, it's okay. And Dain Weiss had his Tadlahokel, the glue is made from ore, it's been a part of the ore. And many other puzzles that both thought him as worthless. And if all the film was a shower, there should be puzzle. I guess according to the Das Kedoshim, that the zikr would be good. It looked to the unsuspecting purchaser as a perfect square. So the mice is a very serious shadow, but I'm told that now, since that scandal of 15, anybody bought film more than, how old are you guys? If you bought film in the last 15 years, the core of this problem is, I think it was, 15 years ago? You know what I mean? So if you're less than 28, I guess, or maybe 27, I don't know when you bought the film, you should be alright. You don't have to even worry about it. Okay. Interestingly, I found this to be amazing. The Das Kedoshim is so original, he wants to know, what if the letter is a perfect square? Well, the paint is not a perfect square. Is that Makalkel or not? I would have thought, how should I say, Hapesh also Hapesh Hikir. I thought the paint doesn't help, the paint doesn't hurt. The square has to be the tefillin themselves, it has to be black. The Das Kedoshim was not sure, and I'll tell you what really frightened me, is that on this next page Ayin Reish, in the Sefer Zichron Eliyahu, though he does quote Mekilim on the Shaila, Ribua Apai Shinis Kalge De Atiyach, he says the Das Kedoshim is Mesupak, and he quotes that Chesed the Avraham is Mekil, and that was the Melech HaShemayim and the Sefer HaChayim are known to maybe the Hachmir. I thought the Kula. He is last line, Alocha near the Bevada Yesh the Hachmir Shiribua Ap Achri Atiach Vatzeva. It's a big problem. So today someone showed me a tefillin where there was a, you know, painted beautifully, but somewhere along the edge and over here was a tiny bit of paint that was missing. It's only paint. I'm sure the letter was completely unaffected. So I always say, it's garnished. Garnished. The paint is a perfect, 100% perfect paint job. It's very difficult. These two of them are perfectly painted. If you look at your tefillin, you may find that there's a little tiny bit of the paint that chipped off. So according to what he's saying, I have a little paint chipped off. It's already possible. Because if it's noticeable, and maybe it has chagir, it's tipiren, whatever the shear may be, then it'll be no good. I don't know. I mean, he says lahachmir, but I think that could possibly, maybe a majority of the children in this world, I don't know. No paint chip off anywhere. That's my wonder whether this chumrah really is accepted of the halacha. I don't know. And another thing, very often your people have showers in the tefillin shorosh in the corner. Tefillin shoyad in the corner, they're usually perfectly intact. It's a new minig now. They're covered with cardboard. But the shorosh, you know, I don't know, it bangs against the shetel when you put it on. Maybe you would down with the shkivaldik and kavana. You bang it to the wall when you're bound down Shemon Esrei. That happened to many people I know. And someone banged into you, whatever, someone bumped into you. And a little, or some time, whatever, a little bit missing at the very corner, or at along the very edges. So I always thought, it's not the ore, it's no hole in the leather, that's for sure, leather, it's perfect. It's just the paint. It didn't bother me. But now, with this new chumrah that we have on page Ayin Reish, it's a bad page, huh? So then, I don't know what to do all these fillings. I don't know what to tell you. It's a very serious problem. I mentioned to you already yesterday that it's hard to measure Chadirat Tiporen on the corner. You can't put your fingernail on two sides. So the Sefer Zichron Eliyahu on page Kuf Yud Beis says it depends upon Re'iyas HaAyin. If it looks round, it's possible. more than a millimeter, it's certainly possible. So now you have to go measure with your, even that measurement only has centimeters. Right? That's millimeters too? No. So I don't know how to measure anything. A millimeter. It's very pretty small. A millimeter. So a millimeter of paint chipped along the, anywhere along the tefillin, he says, or in the corner, it'll be no good. That's a little frightening. I don't know if you accept that chumra. I'm just letting bring it to your attention. Rabbi, this concludes my discussion of the Batemachin and the Sefer Zichron Elio. I end on a sort of, bad note. I don't know, use the word ra, iron resh. But I don't know what to do with this. It seems to me that many tefillin are questionable according to this chumra. I have trouble accepting it, frankly. Logically, I don't understand it, and practically, I'm afraid to accept it. So if you have more ideas on this, somehow you find it from Raya Lahok, please let me know. I want to discuss a little bit the famous sugya and the Lama Dalet and the Beis, which you're not going to learn. But just say, someone can say, you learn Menachos, you learn about Tefillin, what about Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, so I didn't even look at it at all. So let's just look for one half a second in the Gemara, just a second. Lama Dalet and the Beis, what the Gemara has, a famous Gemara, last few lines, Kesa Sidron, Kaddishli, Voya Kiviyachem Yamin, Shema V'hoyam Shemoa Mitzmol. Gvaldik, so Pashup Shad is, you go in order. Kaddish, Voya Kiviyachem, Shema V'hoyam Shemoa. Pashup Shad reads the Gemara. However, I mean, the Tam understands that there are two separate units. One unit is Kaddish, Voya Kiviyachem Yamin, and the other unit is Shema V'hoyam Shemoa Mitzmol, means the other direction, coming from the other side. And he quotes the famous source of Havayis Be'emta, Kadesh. So if you're going in order, it's Kadesh Vayim Shemoa. No. Kadesh Vayim Kiviyacha Vayim Shemoa to Havayis Shema. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam's Tulim. Everybody knows Rabbeinu Tam's Tulim is possible according to Rabbeinu Tam. Everybody knows that. We just talked about it earlier in the year, about the bottom of the wrong way, about the standards, about the most of the course. And how you spell the Totofos is wrong, called the Rabbeinu Tam. You know, the Vilna Gaon didn't put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. He said that if you're going to check for every possibility, you have to put on 64 pairs of tefillin a day. And then Rav Sternbach said, only 64? I can find him many more. How come he wants to wind up more pairs of tefillin? You have to add everything is exponential. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam this, and Rashi Rabbeinu Tam this. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam this. Already, three machlokes is already a turn before you turn around, you have eight. And then you start a couple of more machlokes, you have to do one more, right? Two more, it's multiplied. So we follow Rashi at the Makabel, end of story. Now with this, let's see the Shulchan Aruch and see what he says about such matters. In Siman Lamadal, I ask you to see, because today our Benetanic film is something which is a popular practice. I want to discuss some of the halachas, can someone say it becomes Hasidish, or becomes a big Talmud Chacham, the Yerushalayim. Either way, you may be interested in our Benetanic film. Maybe both also. Okay, possible. The Mechaber says in the Siman Lamed Dalet Siv Bei, Yirei Shamayim Yetzei Dei Shneim V'yaseh Shtei Zugos Tefillin. Yaniach Shneim V'yichavim Anachosim Bo'otzo Shem Aliba Deilchsan Yotzei Dei Chovotzi V'ashar Heim Kiritzuos Mi'alma Ki Mokom Yesh Barosh V'aniach Shtei Tefillin V'chein Bezroah. Chaim Bezroa, what does it mean, Chaim Bezroa, with the ones of yesterday's Shia? If you don't have the Chum of the Shimusha Rabba Gavaldik, the Machabal the Shitaso, if you have the Chum of the Shimusha Rabba, two tefillin on the bottom, on the Kiboris, in the bottom half, be very, very small tefillin. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Pashti and Shulchan Aruch is a Chaim Bezroa. So I don't know what to tell you. Listen to me side by side. I don't know what it means. I'm just letting you know what it says. Okay? So if you can't be Mechaven for two at the same time, you put him Zachar Zeh. And then Mishnah Brura advocates that if Cotton says Vav, it's anyway better to put it Zachar Zeh. Better that way. So what's the order? Yaniach Sharashi V'yavarech Aleihem. The ULM is at Krishma Tvila. Because we pass the Mikra like Rashi. Zachara Tvila, Yanir Shem in the time below Brocha. The Yikra Bem Shema Vahoyim Shemoa. This is the Psaka, the Machabit, Simulam Badalit, Siv say, what does it mean Achara Tefillah, Mishnah Berura? Heinu Kedinah Mavua B'Leil Simil Chafei. So if you give it, it's after Kaddish Tiskabel. Lo Kel Achot Sin Tefillah D'Rashi Menichim D'Rabbein Atam Teichel D'Acha Kedusha Shal Shmon Esri. It took off Rashi too early. And besides that, you have to listen to Chazar HaTashat. Lo Lassim V'Davar Acher Pri Megodim. Siv Gimel. Lo Yasa Ken Ale Misha Mugzuk U'Mufursim B'Chassidus. Then you have a right to wear a Ben Atam Tzulun. Otherwise, you shouldn't be doing it. What does that mean? Siv Kodin Yudayin. Shekeva Sheolam Nogan Karashi. Nira Ki Yuara. Mishachosh Lachmal Atma Bezeh. Im Eino Mugzuk Shemachmal Atma Gam Kein Bishar Dvor. Someone who just wants to make a scene and put a Ben Atam Tzulun to show what a big tzaddik is, it's called Yuara. Unless it's a tzaddik when no one else is looking. When people are all, he's a tzaddik, when no one is looking, then he can put a Ben Atam Tzulun. Other than that, he's not permitted to do so. Let's say Lubavitcher is an automatic tzaddik. I'm serious. I saw a Bavadya Sefer, Yechav Adat, Chelik Beis Simen Aleph. About Tippet. I mean, one of the most important shuvahs we're going to see the whole summer. Next week, Mr. Shem. But he talks here about Yuara. He says, Yuara, was some who said if you're a Tippet Aleph, it's considered to be Yuara. So Bavadya says, if an entire kehillah accepts something upon themselves, it's not called Yuara, you're just following the Joneses. So if I just have your, in effect, point out, if you're a chassidish yid, you're a better time of tefillin, it's like, it's like you're breathing. It's amazing. That's what he says. It's just in Kiddush. It's amazing. If you were in a kehillah where not everyone's a better time of tefillin, you set yourself as distinguished over a better time of tefillin, have to be somebody. But everyone wears it. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and every Chaim, Yankel, Shmuel, and Beryl. Where does it mean? Nobody, like anybody else. It doesn't mean anything. That's the Mavadji quote to Svar. Okay, that's the only way I can explain how everybody in these killers all of a sudden reservate a town of Tzulun. I mean, they don't think they all consider themselves. Maybe they have Chassidus with a capital Ches. Who's the Chassidus of Lubavitcher, or Satmar, or Ger, or whatever, they're for Bobiv. So they look to the Chassidus. But I don't think that's what the Mechaba meant to see this before Chassidus. But they move from small Ches to big Ches. When the Bavadya works. Alright. Now I have to tell you, there can be pitfalls here. The Mishnah Berurah of Kodin Yadalit says something amazing. He says, no, Yadalit is the wrong one. It's in the Bir Halacha, excuse me, the Bir Halacha, Yaniach Shor Ben Atam. Amazing Bir Halacha. Nira Li, the Gambazet, Torah Lizor, Lechaven, She'eno also came, Rak Mishnah Sveika. Uvzev Lechuliyam, Lechavel, Bal Tosif, Bal Tigra. In Yechaven, Stam Bezel, Lechaim, Mishnah Sveik, the Tfilin, Hagam, She'en, Bezel, Mishnah, Bal Tosif, Tai Lechudei Koi, Rad Lechudei Koi, Hakoponim, Shema, Be'emet, Adin Karashi, Utfilin, Elu, Psulim, Dech, Lepash, Yosef, and he quotes the Russian Asura. For them said the over bezal bal tigra, so mavu b'smag, the also gimel tal tafas b'tfilin over bal tigra, v'chanam b'dekavasei, and le'rak shtei parshas shikvulim b'mekomon. How do you like that? If you put on a benatam b'tfilin, and Rashi is right, you're over on bal tigra. Quote an off in the smag. Now when we learned the second sukkah this year, we came up with some poskim who say it's not true. It's not true. Why is it not true? Why is it not true? Look what he says over here, the middle lines, the middle narrow lines on that page. He says. Let's start with the line before. Ulehepech ein lechalek. A little dot there. The hepech and the chalek, the sham garm iker atzvilin, mashenkin kan, the zeino, echo the kemish lo nicha b'mekoma, havigam ken kemosha chaser chitzur. In the case he's describing earlier, v'od din bigora zemi davim shanitanim b'matan echo b'mokom tzricha matan beis shem dalit. Ramina the ervin of kufa manal for shana yichav zayin dova about tigra. after Kailan Bezvachim Perek Beishamayim to be the Yevet Keeper, Al Koponim Alogor Alachatkilim Mitzvah Hashem, where the small brackets between the side Musa Shavuos, Kavachomer Bezer, Duli Kuvah for the Yevet. Some poskim say it's not a Kavachomer. Baal Tigra means, Fakert, you fulfilled the mitzvah, but you left something out. That's Baal Tigra. That's Baal Tosin. You did the whole mitzvah and you added something. But if you didn't even have the requisite basis of the mitzvah, it's not Baal Tigra, it's nothing. Zero. It's a kavachoma pricha. On the other hand, he's going to say that, but the smack, he has a smack on his side. So although there are people who will disagree with the smack, presumably, nonetheless, one should be careful. If you're wearing a Thomas Tefillin, to be careful about this beer halacha. Fine, Rabbi Stein. I'm now ready just to finish up a few of the halachas of Hanochas Tefillin and Kedushas Tefillin in this last year on the topic. We'll start, we'll go in order of the Shulchan Aruch, starting Simon Lama Zayin, Sif Gimel. Kotan Ayodea Lishmor Tefillin Betara, Shbo Yishin Bam, Lo Yafiach Bam, Chayov, Oviv, Liknas, Lot, Filin, Lachamcha. So the Gemara in Sukkot, Mem Gimel, Mem Beis. The Gemara, we've done this this year, some of us. Sukkot, Mem Gimel. Sukkot, Mem Gimel. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Olam, the high cotton, Dabkashu, Ben Yud Gimel, Shonim, V'yom Echad, Bala Yitur, V'chein Nogu, V'ein L'shanu. That we don't put filling on children under the edge of our mitzvah. Where does this come from? So first of all, there's a slight amendation. The Magen Avraham says 2 or 3 months before we put on tefillin. You got to be used to it. You got it right the first day. Now they have a custom of 1 month before. So Prima Gada Master Kasha, once he turns 13, it's no Chiyuv Chinuch anymore. What do you mean, Oviv Chayav Lachan for the Bar and Tzitzuch? He's an independent obligation. So the Bialocha said, that's a Kasha. Look at the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef took care of the Kasha. Doesn't bother telling you what the Birkei Yosef said. So frustrating. Doesn't tell you. But Baruch Hashem, I saw in the Sefer Tefillin Shel Rosh, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Birkei Yosef. He says that the Gemara is referring to a katan according to the Bala Yitur. The problem is, that's not what the Bala Yitur says. Rav Chaim says it's against the Bala Yitur. He gives his own teret. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's teret is, the assumption is wrong. There is chinuch over by mitzvah. Chinuch is the top of 13. Chinuch goes beyond 13 if he can't do it on his own. For example, Lasio Isha. What do you mean? What's my chiyuv? My son doing on his own? Because he can't afford it. Or maybe he can't, in some circles, he can't find the right shidduch on his own. Whatever it is. So the chiyuv of chinuch, Lasio Isha, still applies. And they have to buy talis and tefillin. It's expensive. Can't afford it. I have to buy him the talis and tefillin. And then there's enough kamiyas, Reb Chaim. What about a case of the famous tumult about Tzvira? Someone comes by me and says, Tzvira, what do you do? He says, what others say before him. You can turn the count with the bracha to the end of low gar of chinuch. You'll finish at the level of chinuch, which exists beyond our mitzvah. He throws it in the same tefillin, Sharos. I baruch shepterani. That's my own social there. That's from the Oynish, but the chi of chinuch still exists. As I said. Well, it's not a terror. You have to buy the tefillin before he turns by mitzvah, so you should be able to put him on after by mitzvah. It's like, well, the chinuch, he says, poshut. You train him when he's less 13 to fast on Yom Kippur and take a lulav. So you should be able to do it after 13 too. You buy it before 13 and then he'll use it after 13. That's another term. The kitza, that's what the Sefer Tefillin Shel Rosh suggests for the Baal HaYitzur. Says the Bialach, we don't really pass at the Bala Yitur. Because the Bala Yitur said that the whole Gemara is talking about a Godol. And we have a habit. When a kid turns 13, we give it to him automatically. When you turn 13, they give you a test. Are you, do you pass all these rigorous tests? No. Madach on a Kanutra, we give you a test. Kavachayimu on Yanan Tzilin, you have to be Shloyishin Bam, Yafiach Bam, and Bababa, Hong Kong. Give the guy a test. We don't give, we assume it's okay. How can it be? The Torah says we pass it against the Bala Yitur. We assume that the Gemara is talking about a cut, the Pashup Shah. Afal Pikain says the Bialocha, well, Machmir, like the Bala Yitur, not to give it to a cut either. That's one teretz he has. The second teretz is that where were they so makbid when they were tefillin all day? They tefillin only for a half an hour, so we can rely on average 13-year-old to be nizik. So says the Bi'alach and Simon Lamed Zayin. Now he says the Simon Lamed Ches. Again, Sif Gimel. Noshim avodim turim mitfilin eshebetzeshes magrom. Ramah. If a noshim rotsim lahachmar latman, mochim biyodom. You make a machor. Onu mochim. Why? A woman takes the lulav, she leaves the shofar, no one stops her from these things. Why do we stop her from putting on tefillin? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, of course, in Yud Gimel, and she tzrichim gufnoki, the noshim ein drizos lihizoyer. This Mishnah Berurah has caused so much hate mail. I mean, you know, if you had a website, if you saw Meir HaKoyim, I mean, the Rebbe, the Babish Rebbe has a website, so why not to the Chofetz Chaim? He'd be inundated with hate mail. What's that this? No, Shemay, what are you talking? Women are cleaner than men, Kayadua. They make a whole arichos, as they used to be, with the nida, they couldn't keep clean, now they can keep clean, it's all changed. There's a whole literature about this. Don't ask. Don't ask. With these few words have spawned an entire literature about the issue of women wearing tefillin nowadays. So the Mogan Avraham writes, it's Cotton Gimel, that if a woman would be chayef to put on tefillin, then he makes a psychological statement. They'd be zehiros. It's better. It's more politically correct. The Mogen Avraham, it's not a difference of men versus women as such. The difference is, men are chayef. The difference is zehiros. Women are potter, they're not zehiros. But Louis Tzius, the Mogen Avraham, a woman would be chayef, and still we have no doubt, she'd be just as zehir as a man. This answers Erlas Thomas Kasha, perhaps funny Kasha. Erlas Thomas, he answered Kasha, what did he do to make the decision, Mogen Avraham, to say it and not to hear it. That's a binda, right? They're not to hear it. That's not what he's talking about. Ah, come on. So he says the Mogen Avraham for Keret. Had they been Mechuya, they would have been to hear it. Oh. Now, Mr. Brewer, to cognate Bays, Avodim. What if an Evan wants to put on tefillin? So the Prima Gunner says, you won't let him either. And I'll tell you a secret. In my humble opinion, what's really going on over here is a new pshat different than everybody else. The pshat is as follows. Avodim apotter and noshim apotter. And therefore, we don't want him to be a mocha. They shouldn't put on tefillin. Anybody who's potter shouldn't put on tefillin. That's like Tana don't put on tefillin. Whoever's potter shouldn't be putting on tefillin. You know why? Normally, if you're somebody's potter and he volunteers, it's win-win. You can't lose. Win-win. You got it right. You didn't? No. Here it's not win. It's win-lose. Because if you got it wrong, if you are not nizir in the Kedusha's tefillin, it's a net loss. Don't volunteer. So much so at the box, says in the simon, that Ruba di Alma is not nizir in tefillin. Ruba di Alma, you're right. That's a pretty strong statement. He says, E.F. shall attack in Piritzazu. In other words, you can't legislate that no one should put on a tefillin. Because you have a chiyuv. But if Tim Salon would be no chiyuv, we would say that no one should put on a tefillin. So that's the Bach implies. That's why we only put on tefillin during Shas HaTfilah for the same reason. A male or a woman who is not mechuyevet, we're mochin because don't take a chance. The same with under mitzvah, we don't take a chance. Same with all day long, we don't take a chance. So the woman shouldn't be taking a chance. Nowadays, there are women who are liberated. They insist on putting on tefillin, and they claim, I am nizer. I'll pass any test you want. A cleanliness test. I'll take a GI series to make sure that there's no problem, no stomach problems. You name it, I'll take the test. Anu mochim. Because I wouldn't let a man put on tefillin, even if he wouldn't be mechuyev. That's my spin on this situation. But I have an interesting way out of this night. If I'm pushed to the wall, someone says, they say, you know, what do you mean? No. They can't allow it. But I'll say, Naniach, I once said to somebody, Naniach, you are completely the hero, without any question. But you will concede that there may be some women who are not zeros. I concede. Same as men. I concede. Fine. Men have no choice. You have to put on tefillin. You have a choice. Yes, I want to accept my choice to put on the tefillin. I'm the hero. And so what's going to happen is you're going to be the hero. But your friend, your girlfriend, not going to be so the hero. And if you put on tefillin, she's going to put on tefillin. They said, what should I do? I want to put on tefillin. Nafshi choshka b'tefillin. So what I would tell such a person, I don't know if I've ever told in real life, but I would tell such a person, no problem. Do what they do in Eretz Yisrael and Chol HaMoed. Lock the doors, draw the shades, don't tell anybody, put on tefillin. I'm not going to, if I was fine, I wouldn't come in there with a sledgehammer to knock the door down to stop you and chop your head off. I wouldn't do that. My guess is, the minute they're told that the tefillin should be put on when no one's looking, no one should know about it, they won't do it. I'm just giving you my guess. Could be I'm wrong. Rabbi said, right. Siv Dalet. Just talking to men. Hameniach tefillin tzorach lizora mihiru tavas isha. Be very careful about this. Not only have the guf nukah, the machshav in the kiyah. Ramah. V'mi'ev shalo b'lo hirurim mutav shalo lahanicham. That's not the poshut. The poshut shad negemor in sukkot av chavav is fakert. That's all I got. I'll carry with two and I got to my son. So the Ramah quotes from the Kolbo, who presumably learned the Gemara and Sukkah, he gets a Balkari from beforehand, but now he's completely the Machshava Torah. Well, not Machshava, that way. Many Poskim argue with the Ramah and say that you have to put on tefillin, and you just make sure your Machshava should be Torah. Okay, let's move now to Simon Mem, Rabbi Yossi. Simon Mem. Sif Aleph. Osur litlos tefillin. You can't hang the tefillin. Ala yose, they should be to derech bizoyen, says the Mishnah Berurah. Then he adds, Vakroi bi alma sha'oche that tefillin bi yodo v'ratua tluyos lamata ein lahakvid. Ala ma tefillin tluyin osur b'chol gavni. That's for sure not allowed. V'ein b'chol zeh Masha tefillin shalosh toli ba'avir u'machzikin b'yad v'ratua t'metimin al rosh kizel tzorech hanachosot v'yesh menichin shalosh al adaf v'chadome v'shah shalosh. I've seen somebody who wouldn't put it so like most of us do, like this, he just put it on with his hand on the tzitzit. He held it like this or like this and he put it somehow on that way. But the minute you throw it to put the tzitzit on, so I was taught, you hold it from the ritual to put on your head. It's not considered tzli as a tzilut, as the Mishnah Berurah says. That's the Torah Hanochas Atzilut. Sure. Okay, Rabbi Sain. Let's now open to the Rosh. You see, the Rosh is the source of some of the important halachas in the later Simonim and Ilchas Kedushas Atzilut. If open to the Rosh, please, it will be helpful. We'll start with Simon Chof Gimel. Tanya, bayis sheyesh b'sefer Torah, tefillin asur l'shamish bo mitoso v'sheyotzeihem or v'sheyanichem kli b'toch kli. We discussed this already once when we learned Hilchos Mezuzah, and you need kli she'eino kelyon. Right? We spoke about it when we learned Hilchos Mezuzah. Now the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Mem Tov Beis, the Mishnah Berurah Tzav Katan Dalet says, Tu'adin chumashim al sidurei tefilos al shasvar me'mekseivim ve'mitfus. Hakol yeshem kedusha b'inan kli b'tol kli. It's a very serious shaila. V'afilu ben k'sav v'shita. Not even stam. K'sav v'shuri. K'sav rashi these days. U'krichas ha-sefer eino nechsheves l'kisui d'imiguf ha-sefer b'ina o'd shnei kisuyim. Wow. Shuv eskav esyor nota l'hokla b'zeh b'shas ha-tchak k'she'en lo b'mal ha-chasa. Could be a lemaisa. Someone's in a room and there's a thousand svarim on a bookcase, I don't know what, and it's impossible to cover them all. So we by Abikir Adin, it's also B'tashma Shamita. He quotes some poskim on Mekel, Shasatchak, if it's impossible to cover them. But we should try to avoid these situations in the first place. you can also make a mechitza. You can't cover everything, you make a mechitza. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks about a mechitza over here in Sif Cotton Vot. Has to be a mechitza. All kinds of shailas. What kind of mechitza has to have? It's called a mechitza Shabbos. In Sima Shin Tezvav, it's a mechitza Materes. The whole story, what the mechitza must consist of, it shouldn't blow in the wind, etc. Catch one break, at least, in Tzivkot and Zion, he says, the Imperius Talas of Shakisui ala Kif shall fill him. Afapisha Kisui en mechatsa rak lamala, umin atzadam velo lamata, I feel the hockey shari means the table itself would be considered a kisui. And then there's a famous one which we talk about with Lenin Chos Mezuzah, and Loshim, where's the line? The end. Kosev Echok Masodim, we'll see it again. Nero Leaf, the Ben. On this side. That's not a simon chav dollar in the rush. Amar Yitzchok, hanichnas sudas keva chole tefillin. Sudas keva. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch over here. Sif ches, with quoted halachas in Memphis ches. Hanichnas sudas keva choltan the menichan ala shulchan atman bracha, v'cholzer menichan. Aval achilas haroi ein sarach lachalta. You'll not have achilas haroi with the tefillin on. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kod Yutet. The Seva Shulchan Shlomo is mitzapek. The Erev Shad Ezeo Daf Kabisha Menichan Kol Ayo. Can't stop. Aval lo Misha Darko Laniach Mishad Krishma Tefila. He shouldn't be having even a tefillas haroi with his tefillin. So I have a kind of tzorachin. When he eat between Krishma and Tefila. What does it mean? Oh, that's what I thought. Not here for a kiddush, a tikkun, or a bris, right? But, we saw that it's supposed to be a bris filled on for a bris meal. That's called, I think, in Simchat Chofei. And that's a yodik mechuba to make the bracha. Happens to me frequently. I'm mechuba to make the bracha bar for a guffin. I'm wearing tefillin after I'm my bris. What do you do? The minig, of course, is to be maker. Sip. So what happened to this Shulchan Shloima? I don't wear tefillin all day. I guess in that kind of case they make, but for a tikkun, the best thing to do is take it from the north first, and then go to the back, and then have the lechayim. There'll be nothing left. It's too bad. Too bad. You shouldn't run there. Come on. The priorities in this world. Who should fill it the higher priority? But the drift with the minig is to keep it on. If it's after the drink of mashu wine, the minig is to be make. Nor a shaf in school of mine. That's a shaf. If they by the Brit Mila they pass around the school and you put your tefillin on, that's already by me already a double godel. I don't know if we can be we have a right to be so flippant and say I don't want to drink it because my tefillin are up. So take it off quickly, you know. You can take it off as soon as the bracha is over. You can take off the tefillin so we can't go to the school and want to be ready to drink it. Yes. That's not a good idea. We don't want tefillin on the side. I know what you said. Take it off. It's like it reminds me of the Yekah. Chassidish Yekah, who he read somewhere that you have to go to the mikveh Yom Kippur 49 times. See, when I went underneath, when I go finger up and down 49 times, or a snorkeler. That's what you remind me of, David. So I mean, so well, we're... If you take it off, if it's off, it's off. If it's on, it's on. It's to move it to the... It's not true. We don't do that. Okay. Now, finally, Simon... well, let's go to the Simon Lamed Tes. We'll go a little bit out of order. The Rosh and Simon Lamed Aleph. The end of Simon Lamed Aleph. Very... This is really Lamed. End of Simon Lamed Aleph in the Rosh. Shanini b'mechilta. Nema kan yamima v'nema lahalan yamima. Yomim teg yulaso. Ma yomim ha'omel lahalan en apochot v'yud beis chodesh. Ak yamima omel kan en apochot v'yud beis chodesh. Magid, shetzorach libdol tefillin echot v'yud beis chodesh. Tivir beis shamay. V'silomim ein tzrichim bedika. Ein tzrichim bedika. What are they fighting about? They're fighting about were the Lailas Matfilin or Lailas Matfilin? Were the Chukas Chukas HaPetzak or Chukas Chukas Tfilin? Since we passed in Chukas HaPetzak, there's no need to check a Tfilin once a year based on the Pasuk of Yom Yamima. Pashkas. Not quoting Shulchan Aruch is this. But then it says, Uvishimusha Rabba Yesh Tzorach Lebokas Pamayim B'Shavua. Sound familiar? Mezuzah. Yeah, but ain't a dumb the Bedika that I read in Bola Hainu Shemin is Kalkil O Bola Ha Klaf would stay a shlofas with Mezuzah and Zerim Nehi Lach Luchis Lekoma V'Hazerim V'Hamata. But when it comes to Tfilin, you shouldn't have to check. Yeah, you shouldn't have to check. So the Mechaba makes a compromise. So similar on the test, we went a little out of order. Similar on the test, Sif Yud. Tfilin shehuchzgu b'kashrus einan tzricha b'diga li'ola. But v'yim einan menichem ala l'prokim tzrichim b'diga p'amayim b'shavua. That if it was used all the time and it gets aired out well and it's used regularly, there's no need to check. But if it's put in a box and it's never used, it could get moldy, who knows what happened, then you have to check it twice every 7 years. So Rabbi Tzai, what am I telling you? Wear tfilin. Use your tfilin, don't put them away. If you have extra tfilin, that's the irony. The extra tefillin, which is kept in the safe, that requires bedikah. So to put on and off every single day, don't require bedikah. Yeah.
They're not checking your tefillin for the atom.
What?
To see if the paint came off.
I never heard of this. There's a new chumrah. A new chumrah. Never heard of it. We'll get the tithes we'll discuss next week. Nah. We'll get to the next week. But tefillin, we don't check. Okay. Finally, Rabotai, Simon Chof Aleph, in the rush, page before. Okay, let's go. Tana Rabbanan. Lo yishin ve'ev lo shinas keva ve'lo shinas aroi. Rabbi changed the rosho. That's if it's in his hand. But it's on his head. Gamuta lishnam shinas aroi. That's the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Kof Vav and Aleph. The Gemara had a triple stira. So what was the Gemara's conclusion? If one is on his head, one is he's holding it once on his lap, and one is holding it in his hand. In the Machlekes in Rashi and the Rambam, what the Pshat is. According to the Pshat of Rashi and the Rosh and most poskim, when it's on your head, it's mutter to have a Shina Taroi. Not much, we saw what Shina Taroi is. But in the Mechaber, in Simon Mem Dalit, Sif Aleph passes like the Rambam. Calls man should fill it berosho bezro also lishin them afilu shina saroi. So the Mechaber passes the Chumra. Even shina saroi is awesome. Rashi's matirit. What can I tell you? We try to be machmir, and b'shas hatzchak, a person falls asleep, he has to rely on Shita's Rashi, he shouldn't be considered an avarian. But we say Aroi was perhaps, he said only a minute. You see someone sleeping in a tefillin, you should wake him up. Less. If someone is sleeping in tefillin, you should wake him up. And those are Aroi b'chaveru, you know, the big theme today, which is true. But in Aram Lechaveri, you always have to do an Avera. You got to wake him up. So you shouldn't be an Avera in his tefillin. Okay. That's fine. Now, the famous Mogen Avrom in Simon Mem Dalid, Sif Cotton Hay. That if Chas V'Sholom, the tefillin fall down like this, Chas V'Sholom, without the kids, just fall down like this, there's a minute to fast. Sefer Torah is the Mogen Avraham, Chas V'Sholom, it falls down, the minig is the fast, even it fell down with its covering. Interestingly, from what I can see, well, the Mogen Avraham quotes this din over here, in Simon Mem Dalit, I didn't see it quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. Did I miss it somewhere? The Mishnah Berurah is very careful to quote, you know, every standard Mogen Avraham. I didn't see it quoted here. I don't even see it in the Bar Hetzer, which is also unusual. Perhaps the reason that it wasn't quoted because people didn't do it. But I recommend you an article in last year's most recent Beis Yitzchak by Rabbi Daniel Tzvi Feldman Shlita, a longtime member of this Kol, and now he joined the winning team in the Efrat Kol. He wrote a long article about this Sefer Torah which dropped in this year's Beis Yitzchak, and unfortunately had already two shilas about it this summer, believe it or not, for two different communities. It does happen. Be very, very careful when you hold on to a Sefer Torah. So careful not to chalila drop it. And the poskim were discussing if what's this meaning of fast based upon. So some poskim say it's only the person who dropped it has to fast, because he wasn't Nizir, which is a tefillin. Others say anyone who saw it has to fast, because he saw this terrible thing happen, like a shock. You know, sometimes people do hagba, I'm afraid to look. We haven't learned Hilchos to Sefer Torah yet, but you're supposed to say the Hagba three columns, that's all. You don't have to show that, you know, I remember they used to watch for the boxer, they had what do you call it, the wing length or spread or whatever they call it, you know. I want to show how far I can hold out the Sefer Torah, you know, to the full extent of that's ridiculous. Because you are a gaiva, it's a vera, it's a bizarre to the Sefer Torah. Three columns, yes. Hagba? Do it for Kol Kocho. Three columns. Okay. Yeah. You can always have it also, so that's no problem. The Torah is the Torah, doesn't matter how much it shows. But I'm saying be very careful. You should be careful with Sefer Torah, with Tefillin. That's a tremendous level of Kedusha. Okay. I want to give you my, just a 2-minute game plan for the Inyanim of which are going to start in Mit Hashem officially in the Shir on Monday. First of all, there is an interface between Tzitzis and Tzitzis we're going to be discussing towards the beginning, which is the very first Sif in Nichol Tzvillin. So we'll turn there now just for a minute. The very first Sif tells you what is the order. What do you put on first? The Tzitzis or the Tzvillin? What do you put on first? That's the first opening Simen. The Mechaba Paskin. You're supposed to first put on the talis, and then put on the tefillin. It's a big machloikas, and everyone agrees, and the reasons why are under a major cloud. That's simin chaf hey. Okay? Also, once we're on simin chaf hey, I put in the mamakomas a long time ago, sif yud beis, which discusses what happens if the tefillin slips to the wrong place. And I said we're going to learn it when we get to hilchos tzitzis. So we never discuss that also. So simin chaf hey, we'll be doing sif aleph and sif yud beis. Other than that, I'm going to try to go and sit it differently than Nichol Tefillin. Sit it because it's so complicated, and I'm afraid that some of the Tavino are leaving early, so I want to start with the Lamaisa Dikah part straight up front. And I'm going to try to go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, not the order of the Gemara. So we're going to start with Simen Ches. Simen Ches is far and away the most important Simen of Lamaisa as far as wearing Sittis is concerned. I'm not talking about making Sittis. As far as wearing Sittis, it's a critical Simen. Critical. And therefore we're going to start with Simen Ches, and we'll have a Gemara and Rishonim interspersed. So we're going to be going along according to the state of the Shulchan Aruch, starting with Simen Ches from the beginning. So let's get a head start. The Ma'amakomas are still on my desk in Savyad. By Shabbos, hopefully they'll be printed up in beautiful, beautiful type, thanks to Mr. Feinberg, so that you'll be available over Shabbos. Those who want to get a head start, then he'll just open. Okay. Another 2 minutes till we start minutes.